When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The views expressed in this podcast, Champ and Tramp, belong to the host and guest, not the Champ and Tramp podcast itself. It's intended for entertainment information, so please use discretion. We're not responsible for any outcomes resulting from the content discussed. All right, guys, summer's coming. It's time to step it up in the gym and step it up in nutrition. And there's no better protein on the market to help you than these carnivore RTDs, okay? These RTDs are the best macros on the market. 40 grams of protein, zero fat, zero sugar, zero lactose, zero gluten. You want to get ready for summer? These carnivore RTDs are the way to go.
That's right, guys. You heard it from my man himself. If you're looking for the perfect post-workout RTD, carnivore is it. Look no further. You can get yours today with the link below.
Real show. Here we go. Real show. Here we go. You know that it's got to be that time, so this is what we chant. What keeps on getting them all amped in advance? Come on. You and I rocking out with Iron Man F.E. You get the general's point of view on top of Roger's rants. Whenever it's happening out, we're putting the most minutes in. You already know what that's about. You know that winners win. Crush whatever's on task. Check the podcast. It's the champ and the tramp. Let the bomb blast.
Louder than ever, sir. All right, now it's just getting weird.
Can you do that?
Nope.
You can't. You, huh?
When I was in elementary school, you know what gleeking is?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I couldn't do it.
I can only do it after I yawn.
Really? You can do it?
After
you
I yawn,
squirt
I can,
like
I
water
gleek.
Out from
after
under
I yawn, your mouth? Because you get water in your mouth. And, you know, and gleek, I could do it. That's it. I can't do it otherwise. That weird?
I haven't even tried it since grammar school, but I couldn't do it. I never could do it. I think it's like squirting.
Yeah. You know, squirting is just piss, though.
No, it's not. Yes. It's a combination. No, they
no.
broke it down.
No, I've seen some.
It's like half or like 60% urine.
But what's the other thing?
Bodily fluids?
I don't know. I think it's still piss, bro.
They sampled it.
They sampled it?
They sampled it.
What, like, they put...
Listen, it's always clear. If it was straight piss, if it was... sent it to a lab. But if it was all piss for every chick ever, and it would be yellow. It's never yellow. It's always clear.
Yeah.
It's always clear. Always.
Hydrated bitches.
Yeah.
That's so high. Yeah, but... Okay, if it's 60% piss, I guess only the water,
let's
then it gets
it
get, why
it
is
up.
It yellow?
Let's look it up
over here. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why?
Pull that up.
Okay, what are we? Squirting. Is squirting piss? What are we? How are you going to
answer
this
question? But it's not 100%.
I know. Okay, then how come? I'm just saying. Without Google.
Let's not get flagged. Let's urine.
What?
If we say piss, we'll probably get flagged.
Really?
I don't know.
I didn't think so. Okay, urine. Okay.
I thought the story Franny told, he told it well. Bosom.
You're out, bro. You're out.
Bosoms. I'm out? What do you mean?
No, you're in. You know what I mean? You're out.
Oh. No, the story he told.
Nah.
He told it well.
Yeah.
Like bosoms. Yeah, he was saying, because if he was, you know, what if he said.
He said cock.
He did. He
but
did.
He's talking about it like a cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It could have been a chicken.
Right. He was choking his chicken, that's for sure. He was slobbing his knob.
I climax, and you know what I mean? He like told it kind of PG.
Yeah.
Are we looking that up? Or are we looking up something about Conor McGregor?
No, I mean, we looked him up already this last time, remember? He had the twitches going.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely on. I mean, listen, it's my opinion.
Nose beers?
That he's 100% yayed out of his fucking gourd. You think so?
On the shimmery?
He's got to be, bro. He's got to be. I saw a podcast today.
I don't
today.
Know his eyes, though. He looks like he's high, though.
Well, yeah, but he's
there.
Twitching the whole time. He's fucking moving.
Look at him. He looks high as shit right there.
And he's just, like, fired out of a cannon all the time. I mean, he's normally like that, but
yeah.
He's even more so on this.
He's funny. Even Jake looking at him, Gyllenhaal.
Someone said, I saw a podcast today with a dude that said he was in a restroom. Jake Gyllenhaal came in again. This is not me saying this. This dude I saw on a podcast, I'm sure Andrew could find it somewhere, said that Jake Gyllenhaal came in as he's at the urinal taking a piss. He came in, stood in the urinal next to him, cut out a big fat line, railed it, and said, "Go ahead. Nobody's going to believe you." Like, tell the story. He goes, "Nobody's going to believe you." I don't know if it's true or not.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, he's in Hollywood, so probably. I like him better. I think so.
Everyone's into, look at him, looks jacked and shredded. Yeah. Everybody's into health and fitness. Like, people are like, rich people are usually in the know of health and fitness, right? You'd think he'd really just be railing lines like
Like,
maybe in the privacy of his home, but he's just going to be like, fuck it. Or, I mean, maybe he's a wild man.
You are the only rich person I know that is into health and fitness. So you hobnob with those people. I don't. I'm not in that circle. So
I'll rich.
Have to take your word for
I'm
it.
Famous.
You're loaded and famous and shredded.
Handsome.
And
handsome.
Do you partake in drugs?
No.
Medicine?
Medicine. No drugs.
It's a gateway.
Drug free.
It's a gateway drug.
What is a gateway
it's
drug?
It's 100% a gateway drug. I don't believe marijuana. I don't believe that at all. Do you?
It's a gateway drug.
You actually, one time we had this conversation, and you said, "I kind of think it is." I'm like, "What? No, it's not."
No, it's just the first one you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
As a kid, probably, or as a person.
Well, that was Nancy Reagan, right?
She was the first one. You're probably just say no.
Well, she was also the one just say no because that's it's a gateway drug.
I don't know if that's true. I think they kind of proved it's not a gateway drug, right?
But you said, I remember specifically, you said, "I don't know, I kind of think it is."
No, I'm saying it's the, it is a little bit, dude, definitely.
You think so?
Because, you know, people don't say, "Hey, I'm going to do coke right away." They say, "Hey, okay, I'll start to do it. I'll start on step one, I'll have a beer," right? Beer before weed, maybe.
Yeah.
Or as a kid. For me, it probably was, probably around the same time.
100%. It was alcohol first for me, and then it was weed, which I never got into. I remember the first time I smoked weed. I'll never forget it. I was on my way to a concert with my friend Willard. He was driving, and he was
Willard?
Willard. We called him Bob. He's awesome. I love
Bob. His first name is Willard?
Willard, yep. Great dude. But anyway, and he's driving. I think it was me, him, and one other person. And we're going to Southern Maine because, you know, I grew up in a tiny little town, so you got to go to Southern Maine for everything. I think we're going to Augusta. And so we got like a 2.5 hour drive or something, and he's blazing away, and he hands it the back seat to me, and I'd never smoked before in my life. And I'm, you know, pulling, it's going to be a good night. I think we're going to see Aerosmith. And I remember I was just like, got so stoned. I got paranoid as shit and thought like my throat was like closing up. I was like, "Dude, I feel like my throat is closing up." He's like, "Bro," he's laughing his ass off. He's like, "Bro, you're high." I'm like, "I don't know, man. I don't know if I can go to this concert. I don't know." Obviously, I went, but.
Wow. Yeah. So you're always a little soft.
Huh? I was always a little soft. But it's weird because I could do like, I don't know. I don't know shit about it, but what did I take for mushrooms Jesse gave me? It was a lot, and I got nothing from it.
Yeah, I just think you'd metabolize it differently.
Right.
You must.
And I think I grew up in a family also. I think your perceived notion of something prior to doing it alters your sense of reality, don't you? Because I grew up in a very conservative family. I don't think my mother or father ever smoked weed. I don't know, maybe. But, you know, like anti-drug, anti-do the right thing. Like, I was a rebel for even drinking, you know what I mean? Like, where I grew up, you'd go to a camp in the middle of the woods on a lake, and you drink with your buddies. Who cares? You're not hurting anything. You're 20 miles
from nowhere. Yeah, that's what everybody
did. So we did that, and I was still a little bit of a, you know, I guess, you know, the bad kid or whatever for doing that. But my parents definitely would have flipped out if they ever thought I was smoking weed or doing anything like that. Yeah, so I think
they flipped out of weed or drinking.
They didn't like have knowledge that we were drinking at this camp, but I think they probably were like, they're probably, you know, having a beer or two up there. Mm-hmm. You know, they probably knew a little bit because we would stay up there, you know.
Yeah,
it was my
but they were okay with alcohol, but not okay with weed.
I wouldn't say okay with alcohol. If they knew we were getting drunk, they probably would have said something. So they didn't. I think it was out of sight, out of mind type of thing. But if they knew I was smoking weed, it would have been an issue.
Mm.
But I was probably a freshman or a sophomore in high school.
But why?
Because they thought it was a gateway drug.
Yeah. The stigma.
Thought I would have been on heroin in a month. That's why I don't think it is, personally, myself, because...
Sucking dick for heroin?
I didn't do anything.
You don't get the heroin now, but, you know.
That was high school. You know, back in Maine, I moved to Jersey when I was 22, and I didn't try anything, you know, at a higher caliber than weed until I moved to Jersey. So it wasn't a gateway drug, you know.
No, I don't. I mean, it wasn't for me. Although, It was the first drug, you know?
Yeah.
But
you do weird drugs, though. I don't even call them drugs. They're not drugs. We've talked about it 100 times. Comba. It's not really a drug.
That was not enjoyable.
Ibogaine.
I didn't do Ibogaine.
You didn't do Ibogaine? No. Oh, I thought you did. Oh, okay.
No, that's a crazy one out here. Oh. That's like days. You have to do it like days in a row or something.
Oh, what
shit.
Is the one you did? No, the tea one. No.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, yeah, ayahuasca. Is that similar to peyote?
No, I think it's different also.
Different.
Peyote is more of like an, I think it's like a, you're up for a day or something. Like it's a, an upper in a way.
But you get visuals from both of those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, peyote. You know peyote, it's a cactus.
Root, yep.
And it takes,
whatever like, you just did right there, you totally got rid of that hum. We had a hum and it's completely gone now.
Are you guys rolling?
Yeah. You just fuck around over there?
Are we rolling or not?
I mean, we've been recording, but
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, we'll keep it rolling.
We'll keep it rolling.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the audio for the TV to come
through. Whatever you just did, it made my... I have zero buzz. It's the clearest I've ever heard this
thing.
The
only buzz is in his... in that schmooly, right? You have the schmooly... Don't you have the schmooly anal butt plugs?
I'll take your word for it.
You know what I'm talking about? Rabbi Schmooly?
Yeah. That's the one that... Who Candace Owens got into it with? Yeah. I wasn't familiar with that guy. He does.
No, I don't know.
Sells,
he is either. But I know he
sells
butt plugs
with his daughter.
Yes, that's what I seen. I don't know. Yes, and I was wondering if you had one that vibrates, that buzz.
Don't know.
You don't have one?
No, I don't have one, buddy.
Oh, all right.
Thanks.
Well, yeah, but isn't that weird though? How? I mean, it's changing definitely. How weed is. Actually, I was at the fights on Saturday in Boardwalk Hall, and I was with Kurt, and we were with Jake and Tino, and like I look at Kurt, you smell it. People are like in the crowd doing it now. It just don't even matter anymore.
Pretty much anywhere I go, if it's a decent sized crowd, you smell it. Someone's you don't
even
see
like
who's
seaside,
doing it.
Even like seaside
Boardwalk, yep, everywhere. And I feel like that shit is so potent now. You smell it. Like
I know. I don't know. I think it's kind of like. I don't think it needs to be like that. I don't know. Mixed on it.
What is your take? Because they're becoming more, you know, popular. And they're becoming more readily available around in dispensaries. Is that a good thing? It's a legal way to buy weed, but are you getting the same quality of stuff there that you get on the street?
Yeah, I think so. You they're all grown in the same spot. I'd imagine.
Oh, they are. I thought they had to
be. I would think this. It's probably some stuff falls off the truck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
It's probably all same growers. Yeah. That's what I have no idea.
You don't think it's so regulated now that they check the grow houses?
Nah, I heard there's so much weed that the demand is so high. Like, they're just taking it from any grower.
Right.
You know? But
you're paying more at a dispensary than you are on the street, correct?
That's what I hear. You know?
All right, so... You know a guy that told you that.
I don't know nobody. I read it in a letter that I found on the ground.
Okay, fair enough. That fell off the back of a truck. Fair enough. All right, I got you.
You know, but it's going to... I think the price of... As the dispensaries go, the price will go down. Like, that's the one thing that... Weed didn't really go up over the years. Mm. You know, if anything, it went down.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you attribute that to? The fact that so much of it is being grown?
Yeah, back in the day, it was hard to get it. It was illegal if you got caught with it and stuff. Now, it's like, it's here. It's so easy to get. And I remember being a kid, we used to have, we called it dirt bud. It was just like regs. Like, let me get regs with dirt bud. And
it was... Leaves in with it? Jay?
Yeah, it was like, it was stems, seeds. It was brown and, you know, not very good. Yeah. And then we'd have... $20 gram for Kind Bud. You know, that Kind Bud. And I was like, if you get a weekend, you get the Kind Bud. We all put $5 in. You know?
That's awesome.
But.
Allegedly.
We had a kid.
Allegedly.
No, that's okay. It's past. That's past. Yeah. That's a long time
Statue
ago.
Statue of limitations.
A kid that we used to buy a butt off of. Me, Dirt, Zeller. We go to this kid's house, Doug. I guess his last name is Kid Doug's house. He lived with his mom downtown Toms River. And he would give the fattest man. It was dirt bud. You know what I mean? Like literally garbage bud. But whatever. That's what we had.
You just have to smoke a ton of it to get high?
We would just roll blunts after blunt after blunt and just fucking smoke, drive around Toms River and smoke. That's what we did. You know? And bro, he would give us some, like, in notebook paper, right? So we'd be like, yo, we get like a dime bag, a $10 bag, and you can get like 3 or 4 blunts out of his dime bag, you know, because he'd always hooked it up. And sometimes we'd be scraping, like, yo, Doug, can we get a $2.50 bag? Yeah, it'd still be enough for a blunt. He'd hook it up, always. We put our change together.
That's great. Shake out of the couch.
This dude is funny, man. He was funny. Like, I don't know if he went to school or anything.
Do you know where that guy is now today?
No, I think he might be a barber somewhere.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in years, but he was always like, had, you know, he had money because, you know, he was selling bud and stuff. I remember he put like a 12-pound brick. That was like, it was the dirt bud, but it literally looked like a brick. Like you seen in like Up in Smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, it felt, even though it was 12 pounds, I'm like, it felt so heavy because it was weed.
Yeah, yeah.
That was funny. But he was, he had Chinese stars. We were throwing Chinese stars and shit.
At the weed?
No.
Oh.
In the back of his yard.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, Chinese throwing stars. Remember when I was a kid, I'm older than you, but not by much, you could order them out of the back of a magazine. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know what magazine
he probably,
it was.
That's what he probably bought them from.
You order them. You like rip the paper out. You fill out a thing. You put
these
it in an envelope.
These kids have no idea.
It.
We didn't have, like, these kids could find anything. We didn't have. We had
to work for shit.
We had to be like.
Resourceful.
Yeah, resourceful.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't want shit.
Yeah. No, I remember. I remember ordering them. I remember ordering these. They made them look so cool in the back of a magazine. They looked like a real, like, AK-47 or like Uzi or whatever, and we ordered them. It says shoots real, you know, pellets or whatever. And, you know, obviously they weren't selling it as a gun even back then. You couldn't do that, but like so realistic. Whatever you order it, it would come from God knows where, probably China, because it'd take forever to get there, and it would be the cheesiest little piece of crap thing you ever bought in your life. You'd be so excited to, you know, wait for it to get there. You'd open up the package and be like, this is not what was pictured in the magazine.
It's like a mail order bride.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
No, I can't. But there's dudes that do that. Not mail order,
mail
female. Oh, like Russian brides?
Well, male. I didn't mean like female, male. Like male, as in you're mailing it. Mail. It's
called
order bride.
Gotcha.
So female. When I say bride, I'm talking about a female. We're not progressive here. Okay.
I know, I gotta tread lightly, can't mention any names, but my good friend's father, not a mail order bride, but got taken by like some chick in Russia that claimed she was in love with him.
Wait, your good friend's father?
Mm-hmm. Who's married.
Who's married? Oh, the father's married.
Was somehow online chatting with some girl who said she loved him, younger girl, you know, all this. He was gonna leave his wife, the whole nine. My buddy's like, you know, I had to fucking rip my dad out of the house and scream and yell at him, tell him he's so fucking stupid. He sent like a shitload of money to this girl.
What?
Yeah, because he believed that she was in love with him.
What?
Yeah.
Was it some dude?
It's almost like what happened to Franny,
that's right.
But it wasn't sextortion. He wasn't sending.
He was willingly.
He was willingly because he thought, you know, he found love again.
Got catfished?
Got catfished, but for money. Catfished, I think, is the original catfish. It's probably, you know, transcended into a bunch of other things now, but the original is you meet up with somebody that doesn't want to meet up with you. Well, let me rephrase that. That pretends to be somebody, you know, stunningly beautiful.
All right.
They make a million excuses why they can't meet in person,
right.
And then eventually when you do meet them in person,
they're
if they do,
they are,
they're
right.
Not who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's kind of.
But he never met this person. She just scammed him for thousands of dollars.
What
a
sucker, dude.
I know. You're but old guy. No, the son. The son. Told his father he's a fucking idiot, but
damn, that's kind of crazy, bro.
Right, but that older generation, they
horny
should.
Dad, you got a horny ass dad.
They should
bro.
Stay away from the internet, bro. Older people are not meant for the internet.
Like you probably don't. That's why you're not too good on it.
No, I'm not. But
fucking horn dog, dad.
How many
damn.
People? How many people got taken by that email? That mass email that goes out. That's like,
Prince.
You know, I'm a prince from Nigeria, and
I want to give you all my money.
I'm willing to give you. I'm the heir to 27 million, and I will gladly give you a million if you just send me $10,000 today. You know, it's like crazy.
20 people fall for that.
Oh yeah, tons of people.
Well, now it's crazy the stuff they have now, because now with the AI and all this, they could like, they could have, you know, Tino calling me.
Yeah.
Dad, come get me. You bring $10,000. The person got me.
Right.
I'm going to be like, who'd you wrestle?
Well, it would never be
I'm
going to
say, who'd you wrestle in this day? Dad, kill him. Kill him.
It would never be bring it. It would be, you know, wire it, transfer it somehow, whatever. It would never meet you.
I know. You know? It's a joke. Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, shit like that happens, buddy.
Just saying, it was an example.
Okay.
I'm not a heist guy or a kidnapper. I'm not a professional kidnapper.
Gotcha.
It was just ransom. I'm not a ransom. What's the movie? When you're like when the guy talks him down. What's that movie where it's Kevin Spacey? He's the negotiator. Mm. Negotiator. And then Denzel is the other one?
I believe
or
so.
Samuel.
Jackson?
One of them. But yeah. Anyway, negotiator. Yeah, I'm not a negotiator.
Mm. Yeah. You don't negotiate with terrorists?
Nope.
Ever?
Never. Fuck. I got what Roger.
What would you do? Are you familiar? Let me premise this question by asking you: do you know what Centralia, Pennsylvania is?
Centralia. No.
It's a town in Pennsylvania. It was an old coal mining town, founded in the late 1800s. That was a coal mining town. I think at its height, it was around 3,000 people lived there. And in the 60s, the coal began to dry up, and in some of these coal mines, these shafts, they started using to throw garbage. Right, it became quite packed with trash, rubbish. And they couldn't figure out how to get rid of it, so they decided to burn it. Mm. Well, what it did was it caught the coal on fire underground in these coal shafts, and then they couldn't put it out. This coal just burns, it kind of like smolders, I guess is the word. It's not like a shooting flame is coming out, but anyway, so that was in like the 60s, and there's, you know, to this day, I believe there's still shafts where smoke is still coming out. They say it'll burn for the next 250 years or something like that. Yeah, again, smolder, not like burn, like there's flame shooting out of the ground and forests are on fire. This is all underground, right? Well, anyway, in I think it was late 80s, maybe early 90s, the government decided to do what they call eminent domain. You know what that is? Where they basically force you out and buy your property and buy your land. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to remove that zip code or whatever. There's still to this day five, seven people that still live in that town that are living there under eminent domain. As soon as they pass, their property gets, you know, taken over by the...
And what are they going to do with it?
Just close it down because of these fires that are burning. But you ever see that movie back in the day called Silent Hill? I don't know when it came out.
Mm-mm.
It's pretty horrific, actually. It's a horror movie. It's pretty scary. At least back then it was when I watched it. But it's, you know, it's, I guess, they kind of, the premise of it is around this town of Centralia, PA. Not that anything like that happened there, but that some eerie shit is going on. Anyway, this town was shut down. Well, there's a town in New Jersey, too. I thought that was like one of the only towns I ever heard of. I just saw, you ever see those guys, that podcast called, what's it called? Something Jersey, Jersey Podcast Guys or something like that. Anyway, I saw them talking today. What is it?
Garden State Podcast.
That's it.
Jersey Podcast Guys.
Whatever.
that was going to be the name of ours.
Wallpack. New Jersey? Never heard of Wallpack?
I have heard of
Sussex
that.
Sussex County?
Wallpack Inn?
Nope, Wallpack. Wallpack.
I think I heard of it.
Essentially, the same thing happened there. I didn't realize. I saw them posted a post about it. They give these guys a shout out. What year was that? I forget. The federal government came in. Well, that town was founded in like 1761, but in 1976, the federal government came in. And it's on the Delaware River. They wanted to build a dam, and it would have basically made that town, it would have been underwater, right? Mm-hmm. So they did the same thing. Eminent domain. Now the town, nobody lives there. There's still houses there and stuff. But they came in after they did eminent domain. They drilled all these holes to see if it was, you know, suitable to build this bridge, like if it could withstand
bridge
whatever.
Bridge or dam,
I mean? I'm sorry, I meant to say dam. Mm-hmm. And it's not, right? The ground there is not suitable for a dam, so they basically did eminent domain, booted these people out who'd lived there for, you know, decades upon decades, and it wasn't usable. So my question to you is, what would you do if the federal government showed up at your house and said, listen, we're taking over, you have no say in it, we're taking your house over.
They give you money, right?
They do, but I think it's essentially market value. I don't think you get paid anymore.
Yeah, I'm not attached to nothing.
You don't care?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not this. I mean, you know, I've been here for 5 fucking years.
Been here more than 5, haven't you? No?
6. No, oh. 5. Huh? Mm, it'll be 6. It'll be 6 years. It is now. 6 years now. Yep.
right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah. I mean, fair. I don't really have any personal attachment to my home either, but, like, it's almost like the COVID thing, though. Like, just forcing it, you know, on you. I don't know. I don't know if I would stand my ground. I guess if they gave me market value, that wouldn't excite me too much. If they said, look, we'll give you over market value, then probably I'd leave. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, if they, it'd be different. I mean, I'd just find another house, you know?
No big deal? You wouldn't care?
I mean, I don't know.
Memories
don't
mean
shit. I'd be pissed.
Shit.
Of course I'd be pissed. I'd be bitching about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting because I actually drove out to Centralia. I've been there, the first time I didn't make it because Lou, we went out there and years ago, it was October. I remember it was October. It was really cold. We rode out there on motorcycles. It's about a 2.5 hour ride out there, something like that. And it was freezing. We left at like 8 o'clock in the morning. This was my idea. I put this idea together. I think there was like 10 of us. And it was freezing, man. We were all freezing. I went to get, just as we were about to get off the Pennsylvania Turnpike. There was a rest area. We have to go up, you know, get up off ramp. Then you go over the Pennsylvania Turnpike and the rest areas on the other side. Louie, who you know, had a really bad accident. He came up that hill and just went head on and crushed his leg. It was really bad.
You were on your way to Central?
We were on it. We never made it. So I went back out years later. I went back out when Milani was just a baby. I took Milani out, just me and her, and cruised out there, checked it out. It is an eerie town, man. It's definitely, there's something eerie about it.
Did you see the smoke?
We did. We went to something called Graffiti Highway, it's called. It's like the old Route 61 that used to, I guess, Route 61's there, but this used to be like an off-ramp of Route 61, I think, that went into the town that's now closed, and it's just tons of graffiti on the highways and stuff. And I guess they were having a lot of problems with people going out there and, you know, doing more graffiti. I think they were having an ATV issue with people riding, so they covered the whole thing in dirt now.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, just some local shit, you know? Like,
fire
ever heard of it
forever?
Yeah, they said the next 250 years, the coal will burn.
Is the coal still in there?
Right?
I mean, then why can't they get the coal?
I think the demand maybe wasn't there anymore or something. I don't know.
Fucking Teslas.
But they say the fire department attempted 8 times to put it out.
8 times?
They just, like, I guess, hosed the shit out of it with water, but you can't actually hit it directly. It goes down through these caverns and cracks and shit in the earth, and so.
Come on, bro.
They never got it out.
Get some real.
Imagine being one of the five
real
people.
Fire trucks down there. They got the volunteer fire guys.
Are you familiar with the Whitakers at all? The Whitaker family?
Forrest Whitaker.
No, the Whitaker family, I think they're
Rob Whitaker. Robert, right?
Yeah. He's fighting soon.
Yeah, he's fighting
it's gonna be a great fight.
Oh, Chimaev.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah. I think
But anyway, the Whitakers are a Virginia family. Virginia, right? They're from Virginia? I think so. The Whitaker, you don't know the Whitakers? Oh, really? They're all
Listen,
over the place.
This might be, what is this, Maine folklore?
No. Why would it be Maine? I just said Virginia.
I'm just saying, because
they're inbred, basically.
It is Maine folklore. Go
and
ahead.
They're all fucked up. There's something wrong with, like, all of them.
I think you told me about this. Yeah.
One dude's got an eye down here.
And, they can understand. They're
one guy basically barks like a dog. He doesn't talk at all. But essentially, a guy made him famous by going there and interviewing them for the best he could. The mom of the crowd speaks. She's
crowd
of the family. Sorry, of the family speaks, and you know, basically
she speaks.
Half of them don't.
Yeah,
half of them are
no,
like,
no. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, but anyway, I guess there's something going on now with their GoFundMe, saying that the guy might have stole their GoFundMe money or something. But anyway.
But that's why, like,
you don't fuck your sister.
Yeah, seriously,
essentially,
that's why those things.
What does
happen.
It got to be?
That's why those things.
Second
happen.
Second cousin, you're good though.
But that's why those things happen. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Because they don't want you to have in order to be able to do that.
It's like divine intervention of saying don't bang your direct relative.
Yeah, you fucking perv.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jesus, like your friend's dad.
What? He wasn't any. It was probably a dude in Russia or something. It wasn't even a. Let alone a relative. It wasn't even a girl.
Just saying. It's a lot.
Mm.
It's a lot. Give money to somebody. You gotta be pretty horned up, bro.
If you're not familiar and he's not familiar, can you just pull him up? Just put in the Whitaker family, and you'll see, dude. It's the one. The
this guy's
one,
a good typer too, bro.
He's a great typer. They're the one dude doesn't even talk. The Whitakers
inbred family.
You gotta see the one dude. That guy on the right, he doesn't speak at all.
Wow.
Well, he speaks, but it's not English.
Speaks in grunts.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he does.
Do they understand each other?
America's most inbred family of West Virginia.
Them,
families whose members...
Like drooling.
But she's the mom. She actually speaks.
She don't wear no bra.
Ray. That's his name, Ray.
Does that have volume? Any volume? Or is it just the TV?
That's why we were getting that static before.
Oh, but I thought we put that... Oh, no, that's
we
for...
We have to get another cable for it.
Oh, okay. All right. No big deal. Anyway, you get the idea. You know, that's the Whitaker family.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
He's happy.
Exactly. They do seem, you know... As happy as any other family I've seen.
You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to.
Someone told me the other day, do you believe this? That the highest suicide rate is with essentially rich people? Do you believe that to be true?
I have no idea. Do I think that would be true?
Mm. We were talking.
More money, more problems?
I was talking to a buddy who you know, and... he made that statement. I was like, really? I don't know if I buy that.
You know? Probably. I think the more money, more problems, right? Mm-hmm. The more money you have, the more problems you have.
It was an article I saw. That's what we were talking about. I was at his house, and there was an article I saw.
Think it's true? I wonder.
In Tom's River, there was two suicide attempts. Young people, and they were both in, like, county parks. And I was saying, I was talking about the weather. I was like, I swear this rain. Because you remember a winter with more rain than we've had this winter? Like,
I mean,
depressing as hell.
Really crazy,
I've never seen so much rain in my life of living in New Jersey. But anyway, we were talking about that, and he said, you know, and I said, I wonder what's going on with the people. Is it finances or whatever? He's like, wow, rich people kill themselves more than anybody. I was like, really?
I was trying to gleek, bro.
You're trying to gleek?
It didn't work.
Let me look that up.
Yeah.
Suicide rates in... I don't know, how do you word that, well-to-do people? Let's go suicide.
Who has the highest suicide rate in the world? LinkedIn, are we going to look for a suicide guy?
Millionaires, suicide, 2022, so this is like, prevalent.
The suicide rate among high-income individuals is higher than all other demographics.
Millions
are dying thanks to COVID's endless whatever. I don't know,
where'd that go? All right, let's read that again. Read that, Frankie. You're better. You got better eyes.
Millionaires are dying thanks to COVID's endless grasp on our societal norms. Many would clap at that fact. That's because why? You guys hate rich people? When I found this out. But, what? I'll find this out.
You can't read.
I was rather baffled in that there is no scientific or logical answer to this question. And that leaves me thinking.
So I investigated.
Did you know that the most high-income individuals, aside from Elon Musk and Tom from MySpace, i.e. anyone in the lower bracket, own small businesses? Okay, I'm just going to be like, oh, there is a part what I think is happening. He thinks the world has crumbled.
So, essentially, we don't have to read the whole thing. Essentially, what they're saying is this stat has changed since COVID. Like, now...
So, rich people are killing themselves since COVID?
That's essentially my takeaway from that, from what little bit we read there, no?
Well, I'm just... I don't know.
It said post-COVID.
Post-COVID, yes. Or maybe it was always, but maybe it was always... Rich
with those
people,
with
listen,
the most money,
always,
the most power, and the most... Novel of all goods and services are more likely to turn a gun upon themselves. We are seeing a paradigm shift.
Yeah, so yeah, okay.
Wow. Yeah. Well, bro, listen, if you ever need to talk, You can call me anytime. I'm here for you.
I haven't made much money in quite some time, so I think I'm going to be good.
I'm here for you. Okay, buddy?
I'm going to be good.
Andrew and I will answer your calls.
I think we need the rich people. The other guys took probably off themselves.
Jeez, you have no empathy whatsoever.
I'm joking.
Life is a life. It is sad, though. I mean, think about it, right? What was that movie with Ice-T where, you know, they basically hunt homeless people? Ice Cube, I mean.
Not Ice.
Was it Ice-T or Ice Cube? No, it was Ice-T. It was Ice-T. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they basically hunt. It was a good movie.
Emilio Estevez, right? Is that one, too? Remember that one?
I don't know if Emilio Estevez was in that.
Yeah.
But essentially, they pluck homeless people from the cities. They bring them out in the, and they hunt them because they say, nobody's going to look for you. I mean, it is kind of true. So, you know, that saying, a life is a life, which I do believe, a life is a life, right? A life has, no matter what, if you're poor and you made horrible life decisions, I don't believe that people look for you as much as they do for people that have,
yeah,
you know, sad, but that's the reality.
It is. What are you saying? What are you saying? That those people should kill themselves?
No, you just said that. And I said you have no empathy.
Well, then you just said that
I said it's sad,
people
but
don't
it's
care
true.
About homeless people.
No,
that's what you just said.
No, I think
so no one cares. No one's look for you because no one cares about you.
I said I homeless. Have empathy, unlike you.
Because you're homeless.
I said a life is a life, and I believe
you said a life's a life, but no one cares about homeless people.
It's not what I said. It's not what I said at all, you douchebag. I said a life is a life, but I do believe that they don't go as, you know, they don't look for them as much as they do more affluent people, and it's sad, right?
Because they don't care about them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, right? I mean, it's kind of, I mean, or the pressure isn't there on the police, right? Because
look for
they're already sort of forgotten in the living, sort of, right? They're in the living and nobody's really looking out for their best interest, or they have no family, or whatever the case may be. They're on the streets, they're homeless, and then they go missing, or, you know, they're murdered or whatever. There's not, you still trying to gleek? You just did it!
I got
it. So good. You just did it all over your mic, you pig.
My mic, bro.
They don't, they're not, you know, they're forgotten quicker, I guess. You would agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's like pulling teeth to talk
you
to
might
you today,
get, you might get, you might be forgotten quicker than some other people,
I believe,
too.
Listen. Somebody just, if I go missing, maybe just a quick little interview with the ex-wife, maybe just see if, you know, she knows anything. No, I'm kidding.
You don't think that, like, if anybody gets murdered, who's going to get, seriously, okay, if you get murdered, let's say you, fuck it.
Okay.
If you get murdered, like, what would happen? Like, murder, you find you're dead in your bed with a stab wound or something, or gunshot, or whatever, murder, fucked up. Are they going to question, they're probably going to question me. They're going to question your ex, right?
Of course. I think they always question the people that are closest to you, right? That's just, you know, that's just...
I'm selling you out, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, listen. No, I won't say it. See, we got to... I didn't think I know who did it.
How often do you think that people are murdered... And it's staged to look like a suicide. I think that happens probably more than you know. Probably happens a lot more than you know.
Yeah, especially like in the political world.
Right? Yeah. Go ahead. Say something bad about the Clinton family right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say something bad.
I mean, I liked President Clinton. He kind of pushed the boundaries. He was a pimp. He got some top in the whole Oval Office.
Would you rather?
You think he was the first one to get it? Some brains in the Oval Office?
No.
No way.
No.
JFK, bro.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe.
Would you rather
party with... Did you know they say Marilyn Monroe, I heard this one, had a higher IQ, possibly had a higher IQ than Einstein?
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I did hear that.
That just goes to show you that beauty will open more doors for women than... It's sad. It's not what I want for my daughter, but beauty opens more doors many times than intelligence. Mm. Right? I mean, if she's that intelligent, she used her beauty to get where she went in life.
Yeah.
Her sexuality.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe that she was using her brains.
She was? Well, yeah, true. She technically was using her brains because she knew that would get her places.
But it's different, too, especially back then. Like, women didn't have the opportunities they have now.
Fair right? enough. That's a fair enough. When what was her era? 60s?
Well, when was JFK president? Yeah, 60. Yeah. 50s, 60s. Yeah. Right, JFK got assassinated in 60? 69?
Was the summer of 69? 63.
63. Yeah, so. Did you see that one video? It's going around. It looks like it was filmed around that time. Or I don't know. In the past, but, you know.
It's a Zapruder film?
No. Well, supposedly the Zapruder film is the one, that one's doctored, right? This lady said she saw one. She said that it was literally the Secret Service agent takes his gun out of his breast pocket, you know, his jacket pocket, and shoots JFK right in the head, puts it back. So he said, you've seen the bullet go super slow. But that's a video she's saying. And she says, now, if you watch the Zapruder film, she's like, look at this one tree. It's floating in the air. That one was doctored. I saw the real one. Is what this lady said.
Did they have the ability back then in 63 to doctor shit like that? They didn't have CGI. They didn't have...
Oh, yeah, but they could have just... edit it with film. It was film back then, right?
Yes.
They take it out and move it. And
listen, is
I don't know.
Is,
I'm not saying that's pretty far fetched. Why yeah. wouldn't there? Because yo, when I went down when I was in Dallas when I fought there, we talked to someone that was there at the fucking day of the thing. It's like, how come people aren't saying I saw a guy? Really?
Yeah,
but dude,
exactly.
Did you know?
Have eyewitnesses.
Yeah, okay. Right. But did you know? Supposedly, there's like so many different people that were there and around there that are dead.
Oh, right.
They have like these crazy deaths, supposedly. You wonder.
Yeah, I question everything. Obviously, you know, something was up with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of wild, though.
Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman? I don't believe that for a second.
You can tell. I don't know, but he looks like he's like bang, bang, gets hit from a couple different angles.
Yeah. Well, no, they say the bullet exited his head. Didn't it go through like a Secret Service agent arm and then re-entered his head or something like that?
I don't know. Magic bullet, right? They call it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
I feel like that, don't you? At least in my lifetime, that, I mean, that was before me, but at least for my cognitive memory, that is where like conspiracy theories for me began, like there.
Well, I think it started literally that term conspiracy theory started right around this
from this
right? happening. Yeah, yeah. They came up with it to make people talking to make it so if someone is talking about something that's not along the narrative, they can say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, to label it something as a wacko term.
Yep.
You know, oh, that's something Roger talks about,
right? Yeah, well, I would guess the media coined that phrase, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, who the media is, but
all right.
Who's the media?
Right. Andrew, what's your take? You usually have a cool perspective. What is your take on the assassination of JFK?
Well, there's the grassy knoll, which was that field that was like in front of them, and I've heard the theories about the Secret Service guy driving the car shooting him, and when he gets shot, his head goes back. Which, if he was getting shot from behind, doesn't really make sense.
Right, yeah.
There was a bunch of testimony in that, like, report that Congress put out after that they didn't even use. Kind of similar to J6. You know, seemed like they were definitely covering something up. There's a lot of talk that George Bush Sr. was in Dallas that day and he had something to do with it.
Really?
Because he was, like, tied to the CIA, and there's a whole thing behind that. I don't know. I mean, I definitely
don't believe it was an inside job.
Absolutely.
Though. Yeah. Government.
I mean, there were so many things. There was like Bay of Pigs that happened that it could have been the Cubans. It could have, they said the mob's involved.
Right.
You know,
well, the mob pretty much got him elected and his brother elected.
Yeah. His dad was a bootlegger.
And then they went after, but then they went after the mafia, his brother.
And then they shot him too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a
don't
lot.
You wonder, they killed his brother, right? They killed his brother, right?
Yeah.
And
in that restaurant.
Like, did he know something? You know what I mean?
Did Lee Harvey Oswald ever get, because he looked like he was totally dazed. He looked like he was part of that experiment. What's that called?
MK Ultra.
MK Ultra. Did he ever get to make a statement? Obviously, he was assassinated pretty
Jack
quickly.
Ruby, right?
by Jack Ruby. But did he even get to make a statement? Because you know, you see him parading around. I'm not he's sure. He's just looking dazed and bewildered. You know.
I mean, he said he was going to shatter the CIA and splinter it to the wind. I mean,
I do remember that now. Yeah,
you know, there's things like that where I wouldn't be surprised if they did it because I mean,
hell yeah,
look at all the presidents that have gone against like the norm.
Mm.
You had JFK, you had Lincoln, you had Andrew Jackson. They all got shot. Reagan even got shot. You know,
that's right. That's right.
So, and Reagan, they said after Reagan got shot at the presidency, kind of changed.
Yeah. Who shot Reagan again?
I forgot the dude. Let's see.
He was walking to his car. He got shot right at the car, right? But obviously, he survived that. But did that person?
John Hinckley.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Did he make statements? And what was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I think they said he was insane because he's out of prison now.
Is he?
Yeah.
No way.
I think he is.
How can you shoot the president and be out of prison? Released. Holy shit.
Wow.
2016.
Holy wow. Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
You shot the president and you fucking...
Wait, was he... did he go to prison or did he go to, like, an insane asylum? Hinckley was reportedly seeking fame to impress the actress Jodie Foster. That's right. I do remember that. With whom he had a fixation. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. There you go. That's why he's out.
Wow, that's fucking crazy, bro. Yeah.
He was institutionalized.
So it had nothing to do with like his politics.
But it's just coincidental that...
So if someone today is found not guilty by reason of insanity, back then people used to go to crazy loony bins, right? They used to go to crazy farms and stuff like that. Haven't they deemed that, like, you know, this woke world we live in, that is... No longer. Where do crazy people go now?
They closed a bunch of them. So
right. Was... Like, what's his name? Duke Gomez. Bring back insane asylums, right?
Yeah, they where closed do people go now? Bunch of them, supposedly.
If you're,
well,
if
I
you're...
guess like they've made the laws to the point where they have to like prove that you're actually insane. And I'm sure there's still things that you can go to if you're arrested. But like people on the street that are crazy and all the shit you see in New York.
Yeah.
Like, they can't really do anything with these people, unfortunately.
Not guilty. Right, that's what I'm saying. Don't accounts.
A lot of them get
all
released.
All accounts not guilty, bro.
Yeah.
He killed one person. He killed somebody. Injured three, stalked two.
During that shooting.
He killed one of the Secret Service
guys. Secret Service guys, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, and not guilty?
On reason of insanity.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy, there's a good example. Ron Jeremy, who's totally lost his fucking mind off his rocker. He's been charged with a ton of I believe that they found him insane, and he's been released on, I don't want to say ROR, on his own recognizance, but he's been released into the custody of, like, a caretaker, and he's home, I believe. Look that up.
Yeah. November 19th, 2023, he was released to his private residence.
Why was he in jail? Was he raping everybody?
Yeah, but a ton of SA charges. But that's what I'm saying. He got released to his private residence. So insane asylums or whatever we're calling them, loony bins, don't exist anymore then because he would have been there, right?
I don't think they exist anymore.
I don't think they exist anymore.
Not to the extent they used to. Like the government used to be able to just admit you to them, but... Mm. There's laws now, I guess.
Well, I think there was a lot of abuse, I think, that went on in these places. I'm not saying I support that in any way, but I do think that they need to exist. I think mental health is getting dramatically worse, and I think you're going to see more and more crimes. Wasn't there just a stabbing somewhere where, you know, all these anti-gun people, but there was just a stabbing?
Stabbing. Somewhere, I don't know.
I don't think it was in the U.S. But
no, no.
It was it in the U.S.?
I don't think it was in the U.S.,
but...
several people.
A lot of people got stabbed by a lunatic that should be, you know,
but
in a loony bin.
Now, like, we empower people that are mentally ill.
I know we do. We do.
You know, say what you want, but the crazy people now that are running around—that's a mental illness.
And if they have a mental illness and they leave a memorandum or a like a note they leave? What do they call that?
A suicide note?
Yeah, no, it's got a name. But anyway,
Manifesto.
If they leave a manifesto.
Oh, that's what a mass shooter.
And they're of a certain social construct, they don't talk about it.
No, because it makes the movement look bad.
Right.
It's the same thing with crime if there's a shooting. You know, you see how they report the stats, the news reports on it.
Frankie did that, it would be talked about. Mm-hmm. Don't do that, Frankie.
Do what?
Don't go on a total lunatic spree, crime spree, and start shooting people or stabbing.
I'll shoot just a couple people.
Really? You got a list?
In my head.
Like Billy Madison.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi, right? Started crossing people off the list.
Yeah.
He's a great actor, man. I love that guy.
When he called him to apologize, he's like,
yeah.
He raises it.
When he answers, he's like, yeah, man, no problem, no big deal. And he's like, what?
But
I mean, there's an example. I don't know why I just thought of him, but that was recent, 2023. Obviously, facing a slew of charges, probably would spend the rest of his life in prison.
He was charged with 4 counts of rape and sexual assault involving right. 4 women.
So the dude's got to be what? How old is he? 65, 70?
Charged with another 20 counts of either rape or sexual assault.
He would be
16 years.
If he was convicted, he'd go to prison for the rest of his life. He's insane. So go home.
How is he insane, though?
I don't know.
Maybe he's 71, so maybe there's other things going on.
Right, but...
But still, like... You know.
Again, not sent to any institution whatsoever. Sent home now. That's what they do now.
Think he's got money? Think he's worth money?
He has a mansion. I saw... Pull this up on YouTube. Ron Jeremy Mansion, which is now closed down. But you got to see the size of this thing, Frankie. He's got a bigger house than you. Or had at one time.
My house isn't that big, bud.
I know. I just like... Breaking your balls. I like telling everybody you're a billionaire. Yeah, look at this. I mean, it's dated. It looks like it's in the 70s, but this place is huge. I think it's in California.
Jeez.
That's not. Wait till you see it.
Well,
Like, I think there's a big, huge indoor pool and.
Yeah, I'll
show the exterior, though.
It's kind of an ugly house.
No, it's hideous, but it's abandoned. Hasn't been lived in 20 years.
I think he's a friggin'...
Yeah, they definitely filmed movies there, for sure.
Wow.
Yep.
Wait, that's him in the... There's him. I don't see him. Yeah, well, we get it's a big, ugly house. This guy probably stinks like cheese.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Dude, he was disgusting.
He was. They called him the hedgehog.
The hedgehog.
Could suck his own dick, too. It's crazy.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Sorry. That dude that you just played, I think it was him doing a stand-up bit about... Wait.
Dave,
did we listen to it here? Or
yeah,
did I listen
yeah,
to it?
Yeah,
oh, it was
yeah.
here. Yeah, yeah. Every dude's a little gay.
Yeah.
Think about how many hand jobs you've given in your life.
Everyone's gay for their own dick.
Yeah.
He's like, think about it. He's like, think about it. Gay guys. And they go, try to go out, get laid. And he's like, oh, shit, I struck out. He's like, well, what's this here?
Yeah. It's hysterical. What else you got for us, Frankie?
So, yeah, we were down at the fights, Atlantic City,
yep.
like I was talking about. I just got to say, I sat next to Marab. He's one of the, I mean, I kind of know him a little bit, but he's just a fucking good
he's
dude.
He's funny, man. Too, right?
He's a funny guy. Shit. Such a nice kid. Talking yeah. to my son, talking about, wrestle, you got to wrestle, brother, you know, just being nice. Yeah. He gets put on the camera, he picks up my son with him, next
cool.
to him.
That's
just
cool.
such a solid guy, man.
Yeah,
and,
that's great.
It was cool out there. Who else? I don't know. What is this?
Those Russian people. Dudes aren't
oh,
known.
Oh, Mickey Goss. See Mickey Goss.
He's got a fight coming up.
Yeah, does he?
302, I think he's on. 302
okay.
in
yeah,
Newark.
He's always at the fights. Yep. I saw him.
He's in Florida now, so he came up for that.
Yeah, must have, yeah. Yep. But I think he comes back and forth probably pretty often. Mm.
Yeah,
it was cool. I drove right into the arena, like underneath, kind of.
Oh, right.
So I didn't have to, you know, go up to the... Normal interest and everything.
That's cool.
It was kind of dope.
That's cool.
Went in there. It's late though, man. It's 6 card main event.
Mm.
Like honestly, I had to get the kids home. I left before the main event.
Did you? Really?
I left after the call, man.
Whole family went down.
No, but just my kids. But like, you know, it was like 12:45. The main card didn't go out yet. The main fight, I mean, main event, and yeah, dude.
But weird card. Some weird shit happened. The Weidman fight,
yeah,
was odd, right?
Bro, it was packed though. I got there early. You know, we wanted to see some of the main. Yeah, guys, I want my kids wanted to see some fights, and it was packed at like 8:30. Mm-hmm. It was packed, the whole place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People want these fights.
Right.
And it was good. I mean, dude, I walked in, I had that big knockout. As I was walking in, there was a big knockout. Who was it? I forget. Oh, the guy the guy was like, I am the only Turkish fighter in the UFC. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, he fucking knocked this dude out. Then he was like repping Turkey. And yeah, they had like eight finishes, the most finishes, mm-hmm. tied the most finishes of any card. Yeah, but the eye pokes, right? It's a couple of the fights that had the eye pokes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a Weidman fan. I'm not ripping on Weidman anyway. I'm definitely a fan of the dude. Can't take away what he did, but the celebration seemed a little much to me. Did it to you?
No, because that guy's trying to knock you the fuck out.
Right, so if you forget about the first two eye pokes, let's just say you can forget about them, right? The fight continued. When he jumps over the thing and is celebrating, the dude is still on the ground holding his eye. He's contesting.
Yeah, but like,
it's not like it was a clean knockout where you'd be celebrating like that, in my opinion.
I mean, you finished him.
We finished him because of an eye poke.
The ref came in. You got to think about, too, what Chris was celebrating. Mm. He'd fucking been on a
That is fair.
On the low end of his career, fucking broke his leg, came back, fought, lost, you know. Then now he's fighting this dude who's 4-0, four finishes, beat guys that beat Weidman recently. So I think that he got caught up in that moment.
I think he did, too,
and
for
then,
sure.
And also, and, you know, this guy that he fought is good. Mm. Then, bro, the guy made that fucking, the big reaction after the very first eye poke, the one that barely got him. Mm. He made this huge reaction. Oh, my eye. Like, that barely got him. So then that was almost like, to me, when I was there, it was hard to see the eye pokes when you were there. So when the second eye poke happened, I'm like, dude, this guy's, what the fuck? This guy's, what's this guy talking about? Like, I almost didn't believe the guy.
Right.
Because you can't, it's like the boy who cried wolf.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I watched it live, I'm like, bro, he didn't even touch him. What the fuck is this guy talking about? I was like, Chris Rock. And then you watch it later, I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
he banked, then hit him.
Yeah.
Then hit him again. But again, Chris did not intentionally do this.
Oh,
but
100%.
His hands need to be pointed up a little better.
Yeah, yeah.
Not out.
There are guys who...
I just think, you know, there's got to be way... I mean, people keep talking, saying, Justin Gaethje say, yo, why did they not fix the gloves? And supposedly they have a prototype for gloves to make it not happen.
That keep the fingers folded down?
No, I don't know. Not fingers folded down, but you put like a sleeve over your fingers.
Oh.
So it's like a glove with like a sleeve. You can still grapple.
Right.
There's none of that. It'd be like a, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, kind of like a little web. Yep. Like those old school karate gloves back in the day, if you remember.
I gotcha. Man, I lost my train of thought now. I forgot what I was going to say.
Eye pokes.
Oh, yeah. In your career, have you had a battle through some eye pokes that you can remember?
I've definitely got poked in the eye, but never. I never stopped.
No.
I'd always be like, tell them to get out of my eye.
Right, right.
I don't think I've ever poked anybody. Maybe once.
Well, there are certain guys' fighting style, stance style, you know.
Yeah, they reach
John
out.
John Jones being one of them,
out,
right? He's
kind of
known to.
Not yet.
But I don't think John is a dirty fighter anyway. I don't think he does anything intentional.
Honestly, I took the guy that bit the guy.
Oh, bro, that's insane.
I don't think there's really many dirty fighters out there.
How can that guy doing that?
And like not for nothing, like we're
you
fucking
have to know.
Fighting. Like we're fighting.
You have to know you're never going to fight again in the UFC doing that. You have to know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
you
know.
Think nobody's going to see it? The cameras aren't going to pick it up. Nobody's going to notice it.
He said, "No, I didn't bite him. I didn't bite him. No."
Yeah, it was clear as day. Dana gave him the bite bonus or something like that.
The bite bonus.
The fight bite bonus.
Fight bite bonus.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. The energy in that fucking building's awesome though, still. But the best place to watch fights on your couch.
Oh, I've said that.
No, honestly, if you got to go to. No, I think what they need to do is this. Split the middle, bro. It's too late on the East Coast. Mm. It is too late, man. Mm-hmm. I'm getting old, maybe it is.
I don't think for young people it's too late. I mean,
the main event didn't walk till fucking 12:50.
I know, but if you're in your 20s and you're in Atlantic City, you're going out after that.
Yeah, you can't go out after that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Atlantic City, there's always shit going on. I used to go to Atlantic City at fucking 5 in the morning, go to Club True back in the day.
Yeah, but not club. I don't know. Things are different now with COVID.
Oh, no question.
But I mean, still, you get out, you're done. Like, okay, they got out. If they stayed for that 5-round main event, they got out at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
What are you doing at 2 a.m., really? Yeah. I mean, Atlantic City is the only place.
Right.
And Vegas, the only place. Everywhere else, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I agree. I agree, and I'm with you. I would so much prefer watching but when I was younger, I've probably been to like 15 UFC fights at least, and now like it's got to be something that is like I'm like attached to in some way to want to go. You know what I mean? It would have to be you fighting, or last fight I went to was you fighting. You know, like I'd rather watch it at home, honestly, in my bed. You know, or at a bar around like-minded people that we're all cheering on the same person. You know, I remember, I think I told you this, you know, obviously you're beloved around here, but JR's always used to show your fight. This is back in the day, and I don't remember you were fighting BJ Penn. I don't know which one of the three it was, but I went to JR's. Well, I was at the one in Boston. Maybe it was the one in Dubai. I don't remember. But anyway, they're showing the fight, and there's one, and we love BJ Penn. Well, I mean, let's put that out there. We don't not like BJ, but when you were fighting BJ and you're in fucking Seaside, but basically you're in Tom's River, you better be cheering on Frankie Edgar. There was one BJ Penn fan in there, bro, and he got booed out of the place. He left. Yeah, they made him leave.
That's great.
Yep.
Fucking better. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, you, again, love BJ. I absolutely love BJ. But do you follow him? Obviously you do on social media. Dude, he's coming out with some outlandish.
Is he? I've not seen anything.
Just conspiracy. I mean, I feel like we pressed him a little bit when we interviewed him, and I felt like he held back a little bit. He didn't go down, you know, didn't make a hard right at conspiracy theory lane. But his post lately, holy shit! Every comment is like, bro, you got CTE, bro. You okay? You okay? You okay? Mm. It's crazy. Some of the stuff he's.
I haven't seen it. Posting. I'm not.
And again, love the dude, and not saying the dude's wrong, but you got to know that most of the world thinks you're nuts, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe we're the ones that are all
nuts. Yeah. Hey, listen, I believe everything's plausible these days. I don't think he's nuts. I just think he's got either huge balls putting it out there on social media, or he didn't fully research everything. Yeah, he's misinformed. I'm not sure.
Malinformed.
Malinformed, yeah. Do you see... obviously, I haven't seen it happen in a bit, but we went through 2023 was in New Jersey was the year of dead whales washing up on the beaches.
Mm.
And obviously people are blaming the windmills, which isn't directly the windmills because they're not even there yet. I mean, we have some down by AC, but the ones that are going offshore here, they're not even here yet.
Turbines, aren't they?
The wind turbine mills. Yeah, whatever. What did I say? Windmills?
Windmills, yeah. But no. I think the turbines are like underwater.
No, the turbine itself is above water, but there's none in yet of this new.
But isn't a turbine though? I don't think turbine. You're thinking a windmill.
Well, let me finish my point here. Yeah. It's the testing they're doing, the bottom testing that these biologists are saying.
It's like a sonar testing.
Yeah, the sonar testing, bottom testing to where they're going to start drilling and putting all these bases in for these big turbines and stuff. Is, you know, this throwing off echolocation for all these marine animals, whales being one of them. And like what did like 12 of them wash up on the beaches between New York and New Jersey? I went to two. One was in Seaside. I was the first one there. I got there at like 5 a.m. and a news team was like, "You see it? You see it?" I was like, "Bill, it's right there." It was like super foggy.
They
and then
you in the blowhole.
And then I went, yeah, it was in the blowhole. Dude, I'd be happy if I was filling that blowhole. But I went to one in Manasquan. So there was two. And I've been here 25 years. I don't ever remember a whale washing up on the beach except for last year. Do you?
Yeah. No.
Never?
No.
Ever? Do you?
I don't think so.
I don't ever. But last year there was like...
I think they have, but
10 or 12
like
of
rare.
Them.
It was rare.
Atlantic City had one wash up on the beach. My mom was down there on that one. She sent me a couple pictures of that one. But so obviously something is going on.
Yeah,
that's
so
different,
they,
right?
Were they letting bombs under there, maybe?
No, they're this loud, you know, they're saying it's a certain decibel that doesn't affect them. And I know some team went out there and like put this, you know, this sound receiver in the water. And they were saying it is just octave levels higher than what they said it was, and it totally could be messing up their echo, and they're beaching themselves because they can't properly echo locate. Again, I'm not saying this. The skeptics are of why this is happening. But I just saw, anyway, I just saw today, I think Murphy said they're allocating like $4 million to researching, you know, which is good to see because obviously, I don't want to see our, I'm not a big supporter. I'm not a big supporter of this Go Green movement.
I mean, the wind's one thing. It's not really efficient. They have the windmills in Atlantic City. They're never turning.
Right. Yeah.
Like solar is one thing.
Well, Texas, remember, what was it, a couple years ago, they had the cold freeze that came through, and literally it basically blew up the whole system.
Yeah.
It went down because they couldn't handle extreme cold temperature.
You know the meaning of San Diego?
San Diego.
Whale's vagina.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island? That was a great movie. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Really?
I love Will. We don't see eye to eye in politics, but as an actor, really? He's great.
He talks about politics?
Dude, he's hardcore lib.
Really?
Hardcore. But still love him as an actor.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He was with that. Who's that one dude that was running for president? He got no votes, but he was like going to abolish guns.
Bernie Sanders?
No. No. He was on tour with him. He was not on tour, but I saw him doing
Beto?
Beto, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Beto. He's a Beto guy.
He's Beto.
Yeah.
He's an Irish guy. He just uses like a Spanish name to fit in down there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They all do that. Every one of them do that. Crazy.
Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke.
No way. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Roger Matthew Tinez.
Wow. All right, buddy. If you got nothing else, you got anything
you're
else?
Going politics here. He goes.
No. All I said was I love him as an actor, but I don't see eye to eye with him on politics.
Because I don't like that he supports.
Listen. You're a fucking 2A guy. You're a 3%er now, pal. Welcome. I just nominated you. Welcome.
I'm not tall enough, bro.
Welcome.
I'm 2%.
Welcome.
2%.
2% milk.
3, huh?
Yeah. All right. If you got nothing else, I guess we can wrap. You got anything, Frank? You got anything good for us? I tried to bring up some local news. And
I like the local news.
Yeah, you like the local? You want me to bring a local news report in every time?
That would be great, actually.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't steal it from the Jersey Guys podcast. I like those guys. They seem pretty cool. So
I think we should have them on.
You think we should have them on?
A cool guest, yeah.
Listen, I like what they do, and it's interesting, and they have a good podcast, but essentially they just read New Jersey articles. Mm-hmm. They just essentially read it into the camera, which, you know,
they
listen.
They do it well. They have merch.
They do it well. Yeah, they do it well, yep.
Merch.
A little collab would be cool.
Yeah, come on, guys. Come on, boys. Come on, let's talk some Jersey shit.
Got some merch.
Got a New Jersey legend right here.
Is that merch?
That's merch. They give you that? You had to buy it.
I bought it.
You did not buy it, did you? Where'd you see it? UFC store?
No, Renee probably bought a couple of them.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a dad doll.
It's a dad doll?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's the dad doll.
Okay. It's got to be a punchline coming. I'll wait for it.
No punchline.
Yeah. Do you get that reference?
This is the dad doll.
I heard you
three
times.
Is that
what
you said to your kids? Is that like the,
that's what they
the
call
joke?
It.
Okay. So that's been around
that's
for a while?
Ball too.
Yeah. Will that fit in my butt?
I think this probably would fit in your butt. Look at this. He's ready to go.
What
was that, Jackass, where he shoved a car in his butt?
And he went and
got the X-ray?
Yeah. My God, dude.
Steve-O wouldn't do that. Steve-O will do anything. He wouldn't do that bit.
Really?
He refused.
Good.
He said, dad will disown me.
Yeah, good. I like that. A little something. You know, did you see that, actually? What? He's he's 16 months or 16 years sober, right?
16 years?
16 years sober.
Is he? Wow.
Or 16,
can't 19. Be 16 years, bro.
Look it up. I believe it's 16 and maybe 19. It's definitely something around the line. Okay?
Seems like 5 years ago he was lighting himself on fire. Maybe. But anyway, he seems so much more literate now. He's pretty, if you watch his podcast, he's pretty intellectual these days.
Yeah, well, anyway, he was supposed
yeah,
to...
Yeah, 16 years.
16 years. How about that?
Spot on, buddy. Spot on.
Why? Every time. Every time.
Doesn't that seem like a long time? 16 years for that dude to be sober? It seems like an incredibly long time.
Anyway, he was going on Bill Maher's podcast, which Bill Maher's podcast is kind of like a weed thing. He smokes weed during the whole thing. So Steve-O said, listen, you know, I'll come on your podcast. Do you mind just not smoking because, you know, my sobriety? And he says, no, it's a deal breaker.
Damn.
I would have said, all right, I don't need to fucking smoke right now. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might right?
Be a deal breaker for you, too.
No, I would. I, if someone asked me not to, I wouldn't, obviously.
It's like drinking in front of somebody that's sober. Like, you but, feel awkward, you know.
Anyway, great, spot on with that number. I just would have never thought. I thought he was literally, like, you know, doing shit
fucking
for years.
Fucking our drugs.
Because remember
years ago.
The intervention they did with him and stuff? Well, now the tides have turned. Now it's Bam Margera. He's a mess.
Like well, yeah.
Well, 16 years ago, shit, like, how long Roger. Has Jackass been off the air? Probably around that time.
Well, not the movies.
But, like, the show itself.
Yeah, the show itself
died
has
down,
been.
So
yeah.
He probably after that just
yep.
Cut yeah. back, you know.
But I think Bam, when what's his, God, I'm drawing a blank on his name, when he died in that horrible Porsche crash, I think Bam,
Ryan Dunn.
Yeah. When Dunn died, I think that was Bam's demise, mm-hmm. You know, he's looking more and more like his father. Every time I see him, he's looking more and more like his dad.
What, fat?
He's gaining weight, but I just saw recently, like a most recent video, because he totally got away from skateboarding, he could barely even push a board, just... You know, a while ago I saw, but now he's back at the skate park.
And
he's
oh, really?
For a while.
Yeah, he's looking. He's kind of starting to look like the old Bam. So hopefully he gets his shit together. I was always a fan of that dude.
Yeah, him and Steve-O like kind of fell off because of it, because Steve-O kept trying to help him. And,
right.
Yep. But now I saw a video last week they were together. So hopefully they're
I think Steve-O brought him on stage not too long ago, and said
Steve-O's a smart dude. If
he
ever
is, dude.
Listen, to him.
Listen,
he's a smart dude.
But yours, I don't know.
He's very intelligent. Listen to an interview with him.
He
like,
is. He's well spoken. He's
bro. He tried getting
now,
cauliflower ear. You
then.
See that?
No.
He literally beat the shit out of his ear. Had Chuck Liddell punching him in the ear. He took a hammer. Was hitting it with a hammer.
Yeah.
Could not get cauliflower ear.
Well, I'm sure it takes years now.
What is that? That's bacteria, though.
It,
like
no.
what
cartilage.
It's just a bruise. It's called it's a bruise. Hematoma. It has nowhere to go, so it just fills with your blood. Your ear of blood, but some people just don't get it.
I was going to say, not everybody gets it. You see some fighters that you know, unless you wear that headgear all the time, which there's no way they do, that don't have it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can't get rid of it? Like,
You can, but it doesn't ever look very good.
No.
Like Steve Rivera, he's been wrestling since he's 5 years old. He's
doesn't
55.
Have it, right?
He does not have any cauliflower.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just from the constant rolling and the trauma, right? Just,
it's banging it.
Yeah. Yeah, you, my friend, definitely do have it. But honestly, I would think if you're especially a guy that went somewhere in his career, maybe if you're a guy that never went anywhere, it might be a little embarrassing. But I would think you'd wear it as a badge of honor. You know what I mean?
I don't think it'd be embarrassing at all. Either any way you got it. I mean, unless you stunk.
That's what I'm saying.
Stunk.
Yeah, your record.
But I mean,
is...
like, if you wrestled and you were even okay, the fact that you fucking wrestled, that's kind of like, damn.
Oh, speaking of wrestling, did you see
fuck with the guy with the fucked up ear?
Did you see your boy Bo Nickel and
JB?
Yeah, got into it a little bit. Yeah, what's your take on that? So essentially, let's give the backstory. The backstory is that JB was Burroughs was commentating a wrestling match where one of the wrestlers, had
was
an injured...
This is a Penn State guy, which was Bo Nickel's former teammate.
Right. Had an injured knee?
Correct, yeah.
And he was saying, if I was wrestling him, I would target that knee immediately.
Yeah, well, because he's going to be wrestling. He's going to be wrestling him. There's a possibility they're going to be wrestling for the 74-kilogram spot in the Olympics.
Right.
And I think he was... I didn't hear it. So I can't say.
100%. I just read it. I
read it too. Right. I've heard people talking about it, but I think when Jordan was referencing when I wrestle him in a couple of weeks, I will target that angle. Mm. And I don't know. Like, I don't know if is he being a commentator and trying to be entertaining and be a little facetious. You know, him and DC commentating.
DC, yep.
together. And DC got a lot of flack from the fans too, because again, he's doing it as a UFC commentator, throw a little jokes in there, trying to give a little personality. I think some of these people don't like that. I don't know if that's what Jordan was going with, and I could see Bo getting mad at it because that's his boy. It is kind of like a little backhand type thing, but I know Jordan kind of personally, not great, but I know him, and I've seen him around his peers, and I've seen him around a bunch of wrestling dads that love him, and he seems like a normal dude, pretty humble, nice guy. I don't think he would ever try to maliciously go after someone's knee, but he's a competitive ass motherfucker too, and he wants to win. And I mean, hey, this is, you know, we want to put our best guy to represent our country, right? So you know, the guy that wants to win the most.
I mean, it has to. I don't know. I'm not a fighter, but I'm talking to one. It has to be a thing that people do, but how much do they talk about it? Because it looks like a dirty... Like, if you knew, at your corner ever said, listen, we know in training 2 weeks ago that he popped his shoulder out, or maybe that's not a good example, because nobody really targets the shoulder.
His knee's messed up. I mean...
And they say, Frankie, go after it. It's not spoken about. You don't say it, but do you go after it?
It's never happened to me, ever.
Never.
Never. Okay. It never happened to me, ever, where someone... we knew, like, hey, this is... But if I seen someone wearing a... And a fight's different, too. A fight's different than a wrestling match.
Right.
Because I'm... Like, a wrestling match, I'm trying to control you and take you down. And some of it may hurt a little bit in the process... In fighting, my job is I'm trying to hurt you.
Right.
I'm not trying to score points. I'm trying to hurt you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why if I noticed you're wearing a brace on your knee, I probably will target that knee. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're trying to hurt me too.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. A little different with the wrestling, though. I could kind of see where Bo is coming from, you know, being that it's his boy and it's fucked up what he said. Oh, he's going to go target that. Mm-hmm. But... At the same time, like, you know, he's calling, again, maybe he knows Burrows better than I do. We call him a phony and this and that. And I'm like, I don't think he's a phony.
Yeah.
I've seen him, my kid went to a couple of practices, and the stuff with the way he speaks, he's a very intelligent dude, very thoughtful person, seems like, to me, and says great, you know, great motivating stuff to the kids. Mm. You know.
Let me just back up a little bit. Since you're retired now, you can talk about it. The most banged up you've ever been going into a fight, and you know, I don't think you've ever pulled out of a fight ever, correct?
No, I have, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Well, not pulling out, what is a fight you can think of where you went, you had a definite injury in a firm fight camp that you were maybe questionable, like what, didn't talk about it, whatever, like toughed it out, went in. Do you remember?
Jeremy Stevens.
Really? What was your injury?
Well, I had torn my MCL. Right.
You had to make a decision, you're in or you're out.
No, I was in. I was doing treatment every day. My physical therapist did some like research, and he said, you can do this cold laser therapy, and there's some studies that say it helps. I had like 3 weeks or something. So I was doing that for 2 weeks every day. He was coming to my house on Sunday.
No shit.
You know, being nice, you know. And now I noticed this has happened a couple times in my career. When you have one injury, something else always gets fucked up, because you're always
overcompensating.
So I'm training, overcompensating. Also, my back went out really bad at the same time. And I'm like, fuck, dude. This was the first Madison Square Garden card. I was like, I am fighting. I'm not missing this. Excuse me. So,
not that you've ever fought anybody easy, but Jeremy Stevens is a killer.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm doing it. So I got the epidural shot, got the shot. My knee, whatever, you know, I just said, I'll deal with it. During that week, I remember, it's funny, during that week, this was 45, so it was kind of a little bit of weight, not crazy, but I had to worry about my weight. So I all of a sudden got sick. Jeez. Right? I got sick, I was throwing up, or diarrhea or something, and I'm like, yo, I was kind of like cutting my water out, so, you know, I talked to my nutritionist, started drinking kombucha, started feeling a little bit better, so I go to the gym. I remember going to the gym, and I, you know, I'm messed up in my head, I'm like, dude, I need to see, can I go hard? Am I too sick where I can't go hard? So I got on the treadmill and I fucking sprinted. For fucking like, you know, a good like 10 minutes to be like, I'm like, I'm good. And for some, I did something to my fucking foot. I could barely walk, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? Like, I can't catch a break.
How far are you out of the fight?
It's like the day before the fight.
Holy
you know?
Shit!
I'm like, oh my god! So now my foot's killing me. My MCL's still jacked up. My back's okay. In the fight, my knee popped again. I blew my back out. I was a fucking mess after that fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never talked about it. I never knew that till now.
Yeah.
You ever tell anybody that?
I think I did actually. I remember. I was like, brother, tell them. And I told them, and I was so pissed I told them after that. I'm like, I don't like telling people that shit.
Yeah. If you'd have lost and you just said it, it would have been worse.
Yeah, right. If I lost, I would have never said it. I would have never said it.
Right.
But, you know, I should have never said it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because everybody goes in banged up, dude.
It's a good story, bro. People, your fans, people, like, you're retired now. You can talk about that shit. So that's cool. I'd never heard that story. You know, I've fucking known you forever, so that's crazy. And Jeremy Stevens is fucking, bro, that dude's coming to take heads off, so that's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, listen, brother, good go. We can wrap there.
That was good, my man.
You too, buddy. You too. I enjoy these Tuesday evenings with you,
solos.
My friend.
Solos. I guess they're not solos. They're dualies.
Yeah. Yep.
Dulos. All right. Everybody.
All right. Chamber the Tramp out.
Take it deep.
Guys, just a reminder, don't forget to find and follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and most other podcast platforms.